Italian Ambassador Marcello Spadafora, the current head of the Security Council, says it was absolutely necessary to call a special Security Council meeting to quickly send a strong message to condemn the killing as a heinous act of terrorism and to pay tribute to Benazir Bhutto. Secretary General Ban attended the emergency session and welcomed the Council's statement.
I am shocked and outraged by the assassination of former Prime Minister Mrs. Benazir Bhutto and many other civilians, people who have been killed by these terrorist suicide bombings. I call upon the government authorities to bring perpetrators to the justice.
In the statement read by Ambassador Spadafora, the Council called on Pakistan and the international community to bring the perpetrators to justice.
The Security Council underlines the need to bring perpetrators, organizers, financiers, and sponsors of this reprehensible act of terrorism to justice and urges all states, in accordance with their obligations under international law, to cooperate actively with the Pakistani authorities in this regard. The Security Council reaffirms that terrorism in all its forms and manifestations constitutes one of the most serious threats to international peace and security, and that any acts of terrorism are criminal and unjustifiable, regardless of their motivation, wherever, whenever, and by whomsoever committed.
The statement also calls on Pakistanis to exercise restraint and maintain stability. U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad described Ms. Bhutto as a symbol for moderation and the rule of law.
Our death is a loss for the cause of moderation, democracy, and rule of law for Pakistan. She was clear-headed about the problems of our country, the challenges that she faced, even the security challenges that she faced. I call for calm in Pakistan. I call for moderates to come together to present a united front against extremists and terror, and for success of democracy and moderation in Pakistan.
Ms. Bhutto survived at least two other assassination attempts after returning home to Pakistan in mid-October from years in exile. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.